Enoch Burke is back in jail for the third time for breaching a court order. The school teacher has already spent more than 400 days in Mountjoy prison for failing to obey an injunction directing him to stay away from Wilson's Hospital School in County Westmeath. He was released in June after the school closed, but has been attending at the school again since it reopened last month. He says the court is denying his religious belief. Professor Tom O'Malley is with us. He's a retired lecturer in law at University College Galway, at University of Galway, rather. Professor O'Malley, good morning. Thanks for speaking to us today.
Good morning, Gavin.
What do you make of this case?
Well, I mean, it's the most unusual one. And obviously, it's a matter of concern that somebody has spent 400 days in an overcrowded prison, despite not having been convicted of any criminal offence. And again, it's just important to stress that it isn't a question of somebody being in prison for having, if you like, violated the criminal law, which is why the vast majority of people are in prison. But it's because of being in what we call civil contempt of court. Now, unfortunately, contempt of court law is riddled with various uncertainties. But essentially, what we can say with some certainty about civil contempt is that it arises when a court makes an order directing you to do something and you refuse to do it and make it clear that you don't intend to comply with the order, well then the only option really, the only enforcement option is to send the person to prison until such time as they are willing to comply with the order. So therefore we very often describe the kind of imprisonment that Mr. Burke is now going through as coercive in nature. It's intended, if you like, to force him to comply with the order. And it's really up to himself to decide whether he does or not. He can be released from prison at any time if he gives an undertaking that he will, in fact, comply with the injunction to stay away from the school in question.
Is it fair, though, in your view, to lock someone up for an indefinite term?
Well, this is one of the problems with what I call civil contempt. There is also such a thing as criminal contempt of court, where that would be, for example, where somebody causes a disruption within the court or does something of that nature or engages in what we call sub judice, where you comment, for example, on a forthcoming criminal case. In that instance, you actually get a kind of a sentence pretty much as if you were convicted of an offence. In other words, you would be sent to prison for 3 months or 6 months or 6 weeks or whatever. When it's civil contempt, which is what we're talking about here, where the whole purpose is simply to get the person or to try to persuade the person to comply with the court order, it's difficult to see what the alternative might be. Now, there has been one alternative, I suppose, tried out in this case, if I understand it correctly, and that was at one point he was made subject to a fine for each day that he was in breach of the order. There is a difficulty, however, about whether those fines or how one might go about enforcing those fines. Because normally with a criminal fine, let's say if you're fined for a road traffic offence or something like that and you don't pay it, there is legislation in place since 2014 that allows, for example, for the fine to be collected by way of deducting it from your wages or seizing your property or whatever, but that seems to apply only to fines that are imposed for criminal offences. How you might collect a fine imposed for civil contempt of court isn't at all clear at the moment.
He was sacked from the school in January 2023, but he's appealed the dismissal and he remains on full pay pending the hearing of the appeal. This case has gone on now for over 2 years and it's costing a lot of money. How else could it be resolved, in your view?
Quite frankly, I'm not sure how it could be resolved. I mean, obviously, the whole question of his dispute with the school over his dismissal or his suspension, I'm not sure which it is, he's still on full pay, is something that is wending its way through the system. I understand that the reason that there cannot be an appeal heard against it by the school board or the school authorities is that there are, if you like, judicial, he has legal proceedings going on, and just until they have been concluded that the matter can be progressed further. So in a sense, the two things are entirely separate in that, the important thing from the present point of view, for the present purposes, is that he is subject to an injunction to stay away from the school. That's a court order. Unless people obey court orders, we cannot really expect to have any kind of social order at all. And there has to be some kind of system whereby people can be sanctioned or at least coerced or persuaded as much as possible to obey them, and unfortunately beyond imprisonment. And I think the courts would do anything to avoid imprisoning somebody like that if they could, because it's a complete waste of time and talent and taxpayers' money. But there doesn't appear to be any alternative to it right now.
Tom O'Malley, Professor Tom O'Malley, retired lecturer in law at the University of Galway. Thank you for speaking with us this morning.